Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 101st Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The agenda. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2024. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasar.
Here.
Ms. Schwartz.
Here.
Mr. Curry.
Here.
Mr. Kraus.
Here.
Mr. Schwartz.
Here.
Mr. Stein.
Here.
Mr. Wolf.
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration part of our meeting, approval of April 2nd, 2024, regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to move?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasar.
Yes.
Ms. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz.
Abstain.
Mr. Stein.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes. Approval of April 2nd, 2024, executive session meeting minutes.
So moved. I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colasar.
Yes.
Ms. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz.
Abstain.
Mr. Stein.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes. Payment of bills from April 11th, 2024, in the amount of $32,089.68.
So moved. I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colasar.
Yes.
Ms. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Stein.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes. Payment of bills from April 25th in the amount of $47,351.39.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colasar.
Yes.
Ms. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz.
Yes.
Mr. Stein.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes. Okay, unfinished business, harbor facility use procedure on agenda discussion, and public comment opportunities discussion. So with regards to the harbor facility use procedure, before we open our discussion on some of the public comment opportunities, I want to let everyone know that I met with the Special Events Committee, Mr. Colasar, Mr. Kraus, to review our facility use request process and work to better align it with our process with the Borough Council Recreation Committee. Mr. Colasar will provide the details and an update during his Special Events Committee report. So the last few meetings, in our previous two or three Harbor Commission meetings, there have been suggestions and recommendations made to make changes to our agenda and agenda format. There has also been requests that our agenda be more in line with the Borough Council agenda. So before we start our discussion with the commissioners, it's important to state that the agenda and the agenda format as it is today is 100% compliant with the rules and regulations of the Open Public Meeting Act. So I just wanted to say that, you know, we're not in any type of a default, and that's not why we're addressing it. We're addressing it because of some suggestions and recommendations. So I'm going to read the recommendations that I recall, and if any of the commissioners have any items to add, we can discuss them as we go. So number one, one of the requests was to separate, I'll read them all first and then we can go back so we have an idea what we're looking at. Separate the correspondences from the consent agenda. Add a public comment opportunity prior to voting on a consent agenda item, prior to the commission voting on a consent agenda item. If there's more than one item on a consent agenda, they are requesting we separate them and vote on them individually. Another one was add a public comment opportunity prior to the commission voting on an executive session item where action will be taken. And finally, there's a request to have a printed copy of the monthly harbor manager's report. So those are the items. We've all been present the last couple of meetings, if you haven't, I'm sure you've heard it one time or the other. I'll go one by one. We can either, if anybody wants to discuss it, if they want to move it, or whatever, we'll go one at a time. If anybody has any suggestions, you're certainly welcome to speak up. So separate correspondences from consent agenda. Well, if we're going to consider an additional public comment opportunity prior to voting on the consent agenda, then that would be one of the requirements to begin with. So I guess if we were to take one and two, separate correspondences from consent agenda and add a public comment opportunity prior to voting on consent agenda items. Would anybody like to discuss that or?
I have no opposition to it for the first two items that you discussed.
Okay.
I have no objection.
Seems reasonable.
Okay. So I will then, if anybody has any comments or whatever, I'll ask to see if there's a motion to move that, and then we can vote on that. Prior to that, if there was more than one item on a consent agenda, they're requesting that we separate them and vote on them individually. Does anybody have any comment or concern on that?
Well, don't we usually, if someone objects or has an issue with a certain item, we break that out separately anyway. So I don't see any reason to separate them now unless an opportunity presents itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to separate them out individually either. If you know, doing it in one tranche is consistent with the council meeting.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. So, well, these are things that we can walk up today. Add a public comment opportunity prior to the commission voting on an executive session item where action will be taken.
I see no reason to add that.
Yeah, I mean, the public wouldn't have information that we discuss in the executive session, so I'm not sure how valuable comments on information they don't have would be. So.
The information that they don't have is consistent with the information that they don't have during the regular public comment session. So if they see it listed, they can speak at that point.
Okay.
So it's you know.
Okay, and that's basically right before the executive session.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good alternative. And then the last one would be wanting a printed monthly harbor manager report. How does the commission feel about that?
I'm wholly opposed to it.
Excuse me?
I'm wholly opposed to it.
Okay.
And to be consistent with what happens at the council meetings, Mr. Ferragina's report, I do not believe is attached to the minutes of the council meeting. So, I mean, that's probably the most comparison to what happens at the council meeting.
So, the minutes of my report are provided to Michelle, the clerk, who then adds those in her, freehand consolidated, version in the minutes that the public receives.
After the fact.
Yeah.
No, I view Lou's or any future Harbor Master's report as an internal document only. And I see no reason for it to be publicly disseminated.
Okay. Okay. I mean, we will continue to read, the harbor manager will continue to read it at the meeting, but the consensus seems that we don't want to hand out any type of written. The issue I have with that is, you know, we're telling them what we're doing to operate the best marina on the East Coast here. And I'm not sure if we want to volunteer that information to some of the competitors across the state. The public, you know, we're here to tell the public because we owe it to the public to tell them. But as far as handing out reports, you know, I agree with that as well. So let's, does anybody have any other items here that we need to discuss?
Yeah, did you want to discuss the bifurcation of the consent agenda or leave that to when Commissioner Colasar, Councilman Colasardo speaks about
it? I wear a lot of hats, Jim.
I think we can vote on them now. It appears everybody's in agreement.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about it briefly if you want. I mean, you know, historically we would get the reports, I mean, the facility use requests with the motion packet, and now we're getting them on a rolling basis, which allows us to weigh in ahead of time as to whether or not there's, you know, viability or opposition, at least between Jim and I, related to any facility request that we may get. And, you know, it's not facility request by ambush the week prior to a meeting, and I think it's best for the best. It's going to make the use of the harbor, I think, for the approval of events in the harbor more streamlined.
Okay.
Yeah, I misunderstood some a thought that was tossed around a bit, that we would take correspondence items that consisted of announcements, such as the yacht club is running a race.
Right.
That's correspondence.
Correct.
And the facility requests would be dealt with in committee, requests for waivers of fees for missing the May 15th storage would go to the lease committee.
Correct.
If there was a personnel, would go, and that would not show up in the correspondence section of the meeting, but would be reported on by the committees.
Yeah.
Right. So the A.J. Merrill, for example, coming here with the yacht club, that would be a correspondent.
Yep. Right. Correct.
Okay. I think we could vote now as far as we need to vote because we're changing the agenda, making either an addition or a format of the agenda. So the only items here that would require a vote from my perspective is we have to, somebody will have to make a motion to separate the correspondences from the consent agenda. We would need a motion to add a public comment opportunity prior to voting on a consent agenda. And why don't we do that first?
If you want it to mirror, basically, at the council meeting, you should put it before, should be the new number 5. So the public comment on agenda items only should be before you get to any of the agenda items, other than like the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm not understanding.
Do we go there?
Oh, the consent agenda?
Your new public comment that you guys just discussed, which means, so fundamentally is agenda items only, basically?
Yeah.
It would be the new number 5. It would be after the Pledge of Allegiance and one of the signs.
Before voting on the minutes?
Usually, yeah. I mean, is that where?
No, I think it would be after the...
After administration.
Yeah, after administration. And before unfinished business.
Well, I mean, you can do that too. It's at your discretion, so you can do that too. You think that's better?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay,
so it's been in number 6.
So I need a motion to separate correspondences from the consent agenda, which they are today, together, and a motion to add a public comment opportunity prior to voting on a consent agenda item. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Colasar?
Yes.
Ms. Ford?
Yes.
Ms. Ferg?
Yes.
Ms. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnen?
Yes.
Yes. The three items we discussed, three remaining items, if there was more than one item on the consent agenda, I think we all agreed on that, not to separate them. In a public comment prior to executive session, we said that we didn't think we would approve that, and then one printed monthly harbor. So I'll ask, do any of the commissioners want to make a motion to approve of any of those three items?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate everybody's input, and we'll move forward. Can I take this?
I don't think we're at that point yet.
Okay. I can't. Mr. Fisher?
Yes.
You want a question, Mr. Fisher?
No. Because any of these agenda changes or items are going to be effective in next month's meeting. So, there's no new business, correspondence, consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Does anyone have any questions on any of the items listed under correspondence and consent?
With regard to the request for, I guess it would be AA, to have Wednesdays at the senior center, I'd like to table that for a future meeting and have maybe more discussion amongst us. Because I have it on, I live across the street from the Brown Church on East Highland, and they were recently removed from the church, and I think it's important that we get some further information as to why there was a termination between that relationship between the church and that specific group before we allow monthly, weekly use of the senior center, and see if there are any issues there.
Okay. Then we would have a motion to remove this or table it.
I'll move to table.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Costa.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Ms. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Simon.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes. Okay, so we need a motion to, or anybody have any other questions on the four remaining items?
I have a question about the chair yoga. I noticed in the application she's asking for a couple days a week, a bit of time. It's like evening, I think. Who is that going to be coordinated through? Is that Mr. Virginia?
So typically that would be coordinated through Jess, our office. And then Lou and myself would be involved in terms of being aware of what's occurring, but the weekly communications and needs, would be worked out with Jess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, any motion to approve the remaining three?
I'll move to approve the rest of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Costa.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Kerr.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Simon.
Yes.
Yes. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been going strong through the first 3 months of the year. We did take a little bit of a drop in April. For some reason, our launch hoist and winter storage fees are down year over year, while everything else other than fuel seems to be up. Fuel is down as well, not just from a total dollars, but from a gallon standpoint. But we still are up year over year, cumulative months to date, 5.7%.
Very good. Thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes. I imagine the launch fees are down because the bass did not come in this April like they did last April. It's probably, and the harbor manager is shaking his head, yes. Two items. One, I don't have the exact numbers, but we are so full that we're to the point where we're probably at the bare minimum what we need to service the transient market this summer. And the one piece of bad news is that we thought we were going to have a party boat come in, and the fellow bought a boat with a 23-foot beam and the available slips, in the party boat section are 22 feet wide. So we may be looking at possibly next year trying to expand at least one slip, but it's not possible to do it just on the spot, because once you pull a piling, it creates a hole, and then try to put a piling right next to it, the piling is going to tilt into that hole. So we may have to possibly do something in the fall and wait for the winter, and then hope we find somebody else. But other than that, it looks like we've got a really good summer.
That's great. Thank you.
Mr. Kraus, is that typical of newer boats that they're wider? Or is it just this particular?
I don't know that it's necessarily a newer boat.
It's an older boat.
Yeah. Older. Yeah. Have we had other opportunities where we couldn't accommodate wider boats?
Yes.
Spots?
Well, the only other situation that I know of, if you know the Sea Tiger, would love to move out of that spot where he's wedged in next to Pier 1, but he's...
Pier 2.
Or Pier 2, sorry. He's, what, 22 feet? And
yeah, and the rest of them are 20 feet.
Yeah, so he could wedge himself in, but he might not be able to get out. No, he would love to move over so he doesn't have to...
squeeze in.
Yeah, sort of parallel park into that spot.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
I have no report, but I will say I helped contribute to your 5% because I'm not getting my boat in by the 15th and I had to write a check for the extra 4 days. So,
sorry to hear that.
Request denied.
Operations, Mr. Sutton.
One item. Mr. Flieger spoke to Mr. Bevins today at C Street regarding the piling installation work that's going to begin. He's hoping to start any day now, and the work will take a hard 7 days to complete, and that is the C Street portion of this piling work. Then we're going to commence on our piling work, which has, I think, 8 pilings to be installed. And we do not know the timing of that yet because Lou has to figure out where he may have to move some boats or whatever. It's going to be a coordination thing that he has to work out. But 7 hard days for C Street, and then the men begin to work on our pilings. Hopefully next month we'll have a better handle on the timing.
Do our pilings also include, I know the principal of Mass was here several months ago, requesting additional piling near their boat? Does that include?
He's getting a dolphin piling, which is 3 pilings strapped together, and that's included in those 8.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes.
2 quick things. Thank you. April 13th was a great beach cleanup despite the poor weather. I was a participant, and it looked like less trash made it to our shores than in previous sweeps. And the harbor steward, Larry Goldberg, says it still looks nice and clean down there. And special thanks to Mr. Flieger, who quickly addressed some litter that had built up in the boatyard that a resident using the Henry Hudson Trail raised concerns about. So thanks so much for taking care of that.
No problem.
And that's all.
Great. Thank you. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
We talked about all of the facility uses that we had in addition to the facility use requests. We also have the Meerwald coming back to the harbor July 17th through July 21st, if anyone remembers. It's a really spectacular boat, and so I think it's a really nice addition to the harbor during summer months. That's all I have.
We thank the Yacht Club for working with them to get them here as well, so thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Thanks. Just one item. At the last meeting, it was addressed. It was asked to me regarding the federal appropriations funding that the borough was awarded, the $2.1 million for the bulkhead repair in terms of time frame. So I did speak to CME, our engineering firm, regarding that. It is a cumbersome process still, even though we've been awarded the monies. He does not anticipate any work, actual work, hands-on work, being done within the next 3 to 6 months. If there's any work done within that time period, it would be preliminary work, and it would not affect any of the businesses within the harbor. If any of that changes, if we receive any word from the federal government or any of the contractors and subcontractors, we'll inform the governing body, the Harbor Commission, and the businesses down at the harbor. But at this time, it's as I stated. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Been very busy on some spring cleaning with Lou, as we discussed at the last meeting. Delivered to Lou today his opinion letters to dispose of the salad cure and the Loki and get them off of our lot. In addition, we also received a bankruptcy discharge for a collections account, specifically Mr. and Mrs. Williams. We had obtained a judgment previously, the Harbor Commission, for $48,493.71. Matter's gone before the bankruptcy court and been discharged as an unsecured debt. And so there'll be a resolution that Lou has prepared. Thank you, Lou. Yep. So we're into the Borough Council to close that account and do the housekeeping on that. On a more positive note, I continue to collect money via mail on other judgments that we have that I'll turn over to Lou later tonight. We do not have an executive session this evening because there is really no strategic or substantive update for the CAPA construction litigation. The court has entered a case management order, which basically sets out dates for continuing discovery and depositions. I'll provide those to you via email. And when they're, as those progress, there'll be more strategic and substantive discussions as we've been having, but there just isn't tonight. And that's publicly available information you get on the court docket. So I feel comfortable telling you that just right here sitting at the table and saving your time from walking into the back later. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Flager.
Yes, sir. Just so everybody knows, I think I told you about the epoxy coating of the fuel dock lines. That is scheduled for next week. That will be going on. That protects the lines from the salt water from rotting them out. So we epoxy coat everything every 5 years. Harbor Yard crew is still busy repairing water lines as they break and putting boats in the water. You know, our PVC piping is getting old and it gets brittle with age and in the sunlight. So we've ordered extra piping and the guys are replacing the piping with new as they go. So Promco, I contacted them. They've been to us twice and had to cancel. Hopefully within the next couple of days to a week, they'll be back to test all the fuel system from the tanks all the way out to the end of the fuel dock. We've installed a new sign at the senior center. It has the list the senior center, the Lions Club, and the American Legion on the sign. It's a bright blue sign with gold lettering. If you haven't seen it, it's mounted on the outside brick wall right by the window to the foyer there. So take a look at it. It came out beautiful. It's a really nice sign.
It's good.
The push boat I put on here, it's up for auction. Well, today I got a call from the auction house. You're going to be happy to hear. We got a bid for $40,000 for the push boat. It's going to take a few days. They handle all the particulars because it's going to be electronic transfer of funds. That they'll only accept that for that type of money. So they're going to be in contact with the buyer who's out of Georgia. So,
very good.
Harbor office is being trained on the new Marina Go software. Our Marina office software is being shut down, completely shut off, and we were forced to go with Marina Go software. We're doing that right now with the training, and we're going back and forth with them because they seem to have mixed us up a little bit with another harbor. So they have to make sure that they have the right clients in that new software. All the appropriate harbor staff has trained the yearly safety training classes. They are all complete and done. Also, the harbor office will be strictly enforcing the May 15th winter storage deadline. All boats on land as of May 16th will start incurring daily fees of $25 a day, and the payment will be required before we will allow them to launch.
And to be clear, that was actually due on May 1st. It's 15 days.
Correct, and we give them a 15-day grace period. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Handy Lift to service a wheelchair left by the Topo Building. I have been in contact with them and the state of New Jersey over the state coming in to do the inspection. The state said they're running behind, so I'm just waiting on them to do their inspection. And that is all I have tonight.
Thank you.
And you have my check, Mr. Fliore.
Okay.
Assistant Manager Report, Mr. White.
Lou covered everything.
Okay, thank you. Now is the public portion. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address. Ma'am.
Lori Hohenleitner, 100 First Avenue, in this capacity, Atlanta Highlands. As your mayor, I want to thank you for considering thoughtfully considering the procedural changes to your agenda. As somebody who is does parliamentary procedure and Robert's rules, your agenda can change. You can have your agenda be however you want it to be. So, like Mr. Cannon said, public comment before, after, right after the Pledge of Allegiance, I can change in the middle of the meeting if I want to. So you can do that too. But as I mentioned at the council meeting last week, when the matter of abstaining from a meeting minutes, whether or not you attended, the mayor and council and the council is not here to bully anybody. So you decide how your meeting runs, and that's not for us to tell you, but you know, I appreciate the conversation. The reason I'm actually here is because I wanted to make a request of the chairman, because he did not ask me to make Mr. Curry does. I've asked Mr. Curry to be on the Borough Strategic Planning Committee because it's been a very long time since we've had done a strategic plan at the municipality, and that'll include both short and long-term goals. But in my time serving on the Harbor Commission, I had alluded, and when I was running for office, that I would really appreciate it if the Harbor Commission itself would also embark on strategic planning process. So I'm asking Mr. Wall, Mr. Curry is on the strategic planning committee, separate and apart from his role as a member of the Harbor Commission, but if you would like to name another person, yourself, anybody on the commission, on the Harbor Commission, to be part of that. I'm in the process of forming the Borough Strategic Planning Committee, but I'd like the Harbor to consider having a small strategic planning committee of its own.
Okay.
Let's see. I think that's it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Fisher?
Thank you, Mr. Wall. Mark Fisher, thank you for separating the consent agenda from the correspondence. It makes sense. Thank you also for the second opportunity to make public comment prior to any actionable items. But I have a couple of clarifications. I never asked for separate votes on the individual pieces of the consent agenda. I just asked to have correspondence separated from consent agenda. However, if there are any correspondence that needs action, they should be part of the consent agenda. Okay, so there was some confusion there. As far as the Harbor Manager's report, I was just requesting that it be the details be read into the record. Okay, I don't want a written copy on it. That's okay. My business. And the third thing goes back to last June, when there was one, and this is very infrequent for this commission, one actionable item following the executive session, where you come back and say, take a vote now for something that you had to get done. I don't even remember what the item was. My request was, just like any other item on the agenda, where we would have public comment, either prior to or in the case of council, and if it's an ordinance, the public gets to comment on it before it gets voted on. The executive session piece seems like a void. We don't hear anything about what you've discussed, but when you come out and have to vote, you explain what you're voting on. And my contention was, once we know what you're voting on, we should be able to comment on it, how we feel. So there was some confusion with that too. I didn't want information before you go into executive session, that that would go against the law, I believe. But when there are those very infrequent times where this commission has to vote after an executive session to do something right away, I think that the public should have an opportunity to listen and then comment on what you're looking at. So there was some confusion with that too. On that item, I would ask that you reconsider, maybe at the next meeting.
Okay, well, thank you, and it seems that you were able to satisfy a great deal of your request, so.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Okay, I'd like to make, Mr. Smith, sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Harold Smith, 3160 Hollywood, thank you. About the consent agenda, maybe you guys can clarify. Over the years, it's always been said the senior building is kind of set to be used for the senior, the Lions Club, those types of things, and kind of arena activities. And I know one example is the Film Fest. They never really let them store their stuff in there. And it seems like now it's kind of going to, nothing against AA meetings, people trying to do yoga classes in there. Obviously, there's some kind of business doing that, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering, was that just something that the commission had done in the past that they really tried to keep it for harbor things? Like, they'll let the captain meetings for the fishing tournaments.
Coast Guard training,
those types of things. That's what I thought that building was kind of for. I'm just wondering why we're starting to...
I'm not sure we ever had any restrictions. I think we handled it on a case-by-case basis from what I know of anybody.
Have we ever turned anyone away from Washington?
Sure. Bill Martin was turned away. There was a couple. When Adam was here, he would always say this was always designed and always used as part of the marina. They would try to keep that to marina-type things. Again, was that just... I'm just looking for clarification.
Okay. And with regard to the chair yoga, I'm not 100% certain on this, so don't quote me on it, but you know, there's been an effort by one of the other council people, Eileen Cusack, to really get some activities in the senior center for seniors. She is the head of the senior...
So it means yoga classes?
Well, it's chair yoga. So it's easier on the older community of our, and so I think it's actually a great opportunity for them. So, but I understand what you're saying, and I think it's still a case by case basis. We have the opportunity to decline any opportunity, but I don't think we've seen one that's really warranted at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you that. I mean, since I've been here in just under 3 years now, I haven't seen anything that restricted it. I know the three entities that are on the sign that the Harbor Master pointed out are three entities that historically had used it on a regular basis, right? They had a schedule per month, what have you. But there are other entities that have used it over the years. There are entities that continue to use it today. As you can see on the agenda, it's on a case-by-case basis that's discussed, pros and cons, et cetera, the needs of the person asking to use the facility. But I don't think it was ever restricted to the public to apply for events or functions or meetings or what have you.
Several years ago, I remember some requests, at least one request being turned down because it would have interfered with the senior meetings.
Okay.
So, you know, that's, and maybe that was Film Fest.
I certainly think they would get priority.
Thank you. Thanks. Yes, sir.
Ken O'Brien, here from Oak Harbor, Long Island, on behalf of the Chat Club. Just wanted to mention that the Blessing of the Fleet is going to be June 1st, Long Club at Clapton Harbor, and we would appreciate any of you being able to join us as the club.
Great, thank you.
Bring earplugs.
Yeah, that bell is loud.
They hand them
out.
Yeah.
Okay, if no other people for the public comment, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I like the motion. So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any opposed? No. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah, okay.
That's a precursor.